drug firms, NHS extortion. John Dale, Mansfield Socialist Party. Two profiteering drugs companies have extorted a 2,600% price rise from the NHS for an essential epilepsy drug. In 2012, US giant Pfizer and a smaller UK company, Flynn Pharma, increased the price of a 28-pack of phenytoin capsules from 66p to £15.74. Instead of the NHS spending £2 million on phenytoin in 2012, it paid about £50 million in 2013. The companies could hardly claim expensive research as the reason for the price hike. Phenytoin was approved for epilepsy treatment in 1953. After 4 years of blatant profiteering, in which time the companies banked an extra £170 million profit, a Competition and Markets Authority, CMA, investigation issued fines. Pfizer faced a record £84 million, and Flynn £5 million. Even though they were still up over £80 million, instead of paying up, the companies appealed. 6 years later, after another investigation, the CMA has cut the Pfizer fine to £63 million, and increased Flynn's to £6.7 million. The companies now intend to appeal again. While they employ expensive lawyers to argue their case year after year, profits keep rolling in. It shows how toothless so-called regulatory bodies like the CMA are. Capitalism can't be regulated. Pfizer has made record profits from its COVID-19 vaccine, which many poorer countries can't afford to buy. Its profits increased from $9 billion in 2020 to $22 billion last year. Trade unions should demand drugs companies open their books to inspection. Let's see how much profits they suck out of the NHS. We need a workers' party fighting for a socialist program of nationalization of the pharmaceutical industry. Public ownership and democratic planning on a global scale would ensure everyone could get the treatments and vaccines they need,